Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Innova Captive Limited Q1 FY27 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of any future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Vinay Lohariwala, Managing Director, Mr. Lokesh Vasin, Chief Financial Officer and SGA Investor Relations Advisor. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vinay Lohariwala, Managing Director of Innova Captive Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to Innova Captive Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. We have started financial year 27 on a strong note, delivering strong year-on-year growth of 34% and 33% in revenue and EBITDA, respectively, for the quarter. The performance is broadly in line with the growth trajectory we have outlined in the year and provides further confidence in our ability to deliver on our guidance of 20% revenue growth and profitability outpaced revenue for FY27. This performance reflects the continued strength of our diversified business model, disciplined execution, and sustained customer traction across the CDMO and branded generics business. Growth during the quarter was supported by steady order flows, an expanding product portfolio, and deeper engagement with both existing and new customers. Our continued focus on operational excellence, manufacturing efficiency, and stringent quality standards has enabled us to strengthen our competitive position and effectively address the evolving requirements of our customers across domestic and international markets. Coming to our CDMO business, the CDMO business reported revenue of 328 crore during Q1 FY27, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 32%. We continue to witness healthy demand across our customer base, and our focus remains on strengthening relationships with our existing customers, increasing our share of business with them, and simultaneously adding new customers across therapeutic categories and dosage forms. Over the years, we have built a broad and diversified product portfolio supported by strong formulation development capabilities. We continue to invest in product development and complex dosage capabilities, which will enable us to address a wider range of customer requirements and further strengthen our position as a trusted CDMO partner. Our manufacturing capabilities remain a key competitive strength. With technology-advanced facilities, increasing automation, robust quality systems, and a scalable manufacturing platform, we are well-positioned to support the growing requirements of our customers while maintaining consistency, efficiency, and compliance. Coming to our branded generics business, the branded generics business continues to maintain healthy momentum with revenue of 142 crore, growth of 39% year-on-year basis. Our strategy remains focused on strengthening our presence in existing markets and gradually expanding into newer domestic and international geographies. We continue to broaden our product offering and deepen market penetration, supported by our integrated manufacturing and product development capabilities. Over the medium and long term, we believe the branded generics business provides us the significant opportunity to further diversify our revenue base and strengthen our presence across the key markets. Our long-term focus remains firmly aligned with building Innova Captive into a future-ready, scalable pharmaceutical organization while maintaining a strong focus on disciplined capital allocation and sustainable value creation. Our strategy priorities remain clear: improving capability utilization across our manufacturing facility, expanding our capabilities in complex dosage forms, strengthening our R&D platform, deepening customer relationships, and expanding our branded generics presence across key markets. At the same time, we remain committed to deploying capital in a disciplined and prudent manner, with investment being prioritized towards opportunities that offer optimum return, strengthen our capabilities and competitiveness, support our long-term growth objectives. We remain confident about the opportunity ahead and are committed to creating sustainable long-term value for all our stakeholders. With this, I would like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Lokesh Vasin, to take you through the financial performance for Q1 FY27. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And good morning, everyone. I will now walk you through the financial highlights for Q1 FY27. Q1 FY27 highlights. Our Q1 performance reaffirms the growth trajectory, and we remain confident of delivering on our stated growth objectives. With healthy demand across our businesses and continued execution focus, we believe the momentum is sustainable in the future also. Consolidated revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 470.9 crores, registering a strong 34% year-on-year growth, supported by strong demand across both our business areas. Exports contributed 32% of our revenue during this quarter, reflecting the continued progress we are making in expanding our presence across international markets. Our CDMO business reported revenue of rupees 328.7 crores, growing by 32% year-on-year. The growth was driven by an expanding product portfolio, addition of new customers, and deeper engagement with existing customers, resulting in higher wallet share. Our branded generic business recorded revenue of rupees 142.2 crores, representing a growth of 39% year-on-year, supported by continued traction across our key markets. On the profitability side, EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 75.1 crores, a growth of 33% year-on-year, with a margin of 16%. Profit after tax for the quarter came in at rupees 44.1 crores, reflecting a growth of 42% year-on-year. With this, I would like to conclude our opening remarks and open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Achal Maheshwari from Naredi Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just had two questions. So is it possible to give the breakup for our branded business between domestic and international branded?
So at an overall level, while breakup, further breakup and business area-wise, we normally do not track, but at an overall business, overall consolidated revenue basis, our domestic business is around 70%, export business is around 30%.
Okay, sir. And just what is our current capacity utilization for our newly commissioned Jammu facility?
Jammu plant has just started ramping up. So if I see this quarter at an annualized basis, we are looking at a capacity utilization of around 25%-30% on an annualized basis, based on the performance of this particular quarter.
And sir, what are the asset turns that we expect from this particular plant?
So at an optimum level, we expect that the asset turn from this plant would be north of 3x.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Juhi Kumari from Magnolia Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations to the team for the good set of numbers. I had a couple of questions. My first question regarding the net working capital, management was aiming for the historical levels following the Jammu ramp up. So what is the net working
Sorry to
capital
interrupt,
cycle?
ma'am. May I request you to please use the handset as your voice is not clear.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
I was asking about what was the net working capital cycle as of June 30, 2026, and also are the inventory holding days and trade receivables normalizing back towards the historical levels following the Jammu ramp up?
So, see, as far as our Jammu ramp-up is concerned, the initial working capital has already been built up and factored in our initial ramping days previous year itself. And as of now, we are maintaining our expected cash conversion cycle of 90 days plus minus 10 days for our entire group level.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And one more question, how many new products or formulations were commercialized in first quarter, and what is the planned R&D spend percentage for sales at the remainder of the FY27?
So our overall R&D spends range between around 0.7%-1% of our total revenue in general. And at the same time, see, there is a continuous flow of new product developments, and R&D keep on working on new products with a very firm timelines to be commercialized in short-term, mid-term, and long-term.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's a normal course of business in which new products, depending upon customer and market demands, are introduced by R&D through proper study and research.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's all.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Ajmera from IGE India. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So what is our revenue from the Jammu facility in absolute term, if you can mention, in this quarter specifically?
So this quarter, we have achieved a revenue of around 107 crores from Jammu.
Got it. And what was the revenue last quarter?
Around 90 crores.
Isn't the ramp up at Jammu a bit slow?
No, sir. So Jammu ramp up is pacing up the way we expected. So we should also consider that normally quarter, if there is a seasonal impact of the entire year, and from quarter two onwards, the normal healthy season starts picking up. So in coming quarters, we are expecting the Jammu plant should also ramp up as we speak.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Pavitra Jaiwant from Time Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on the numbers. I just wanted to know, how should we look at possible conflict of interest between your CDMO business and your branded generic business? Is that something we should think about?
So you are talking about the contribution of these two business area in our overall revenue growth?
No, sir. I'm just talking about a conflict of interest. Like, for example, if you have the same product which you're making for your CDMO clients as well as under your own branded generic business, would that be considered a conflict of interest? How would that work?
See, while we are having two front-end business areas, CDMO as well as branded generic business, so from a plant perspective, from a manufacturing capability business, our branded generic business is just considered as a normal CDMO customer by our plant. So from that particular viewpoint, there is no I would say, additional treatment or any special treatment for our Bradley Chesney business. So from a manufacturing capability business, they are just producing for both business areas. And at the same time, it's a competitive industries, and whatever product that has been transferred from manufacturing capability from manufacturing plants to our Bradley Chesney business are transferred on an arm's length basis. And in an open market, it is an open competition. And at the same time, it's a normal industry practice, accepted practice, to have that CDMO business is having also a Bradley Chesney business. So normally doesn't there is no conflict of interest per se, having both CDMO as well as Bradley Chesney business.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vedant Nilekar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Congratulations to the management for a great set of numbers. I just have one question on the gross margin front. So we have seen a YOY dip in the margins. Could you please throw some light on it, and how do we see the trend for the full year?
See, the movement in gross margin is a combination of our overall business mix. So it is just a 1%, 1.5% down from year-on-year, so which is in the normal course of business and mainly due to the contribution of our different business mix in overall kitty.
Right. So on a overall year basis, we should not expect a major deviation.
Yes, it should. So as of now, we have posted a gross margin of around 35.5%. So our overall at a full year level, they should maintain between this range ±2%.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ankit Shah from Canara Robeco AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a great quarter. My first question is related to your growth. So we managed a 34% YOY growth. Can you break it up between volume and realization, and also excluding Jammu, what was the volume growth? If you could give some sense.
Ankit, while your voice was not that audible, you were just asking that 34% of revenue growth breakup between existing and Jammu. Am I right?
Yes, and also volume growth as well.
Okay. Yes. So volume growth at overall level on a revenue basis, if I break this growth into two parts, volume is around 22% growth year-on-year at an overall manufacturing capability level. And the rest of the growth has been fueled up by favorable change in product/sales mix and favorable pricing.
Right. And of this 22%, I mean, excluding Jammu, just from Baddi, how much would have been the volume growth?
I think it should be in the range of 12-14%.
Got it, sir. And secondly, you gave a sense on the revenues from Jammu, but now how would the profitability look? I mean, are we now positive EBITDA margin on that?
Yes. So we are pleased to inform that this quarter we have posted a positive EBITDA for Jammu to the tune of 1 to 1.5 crores.
Okay. Got it. Thirdly, there is a rise in other expenses on a YOY and QOQ basis. So any cost particularly risen, especially in light of global supply chain disruptions? So anything you would like to call out?
So Ankit, if you see from a percentage basis, my other expenses have slightly reduced on year-on-year basis. But yes, overall cost has increased, which is commensurate with the increase in my operations also. And as far as that conflict is concerned, there was slightly increase in logistics cost, which has been duly factored in our overall with the period of time and in overall revenue scenario also. It was not that material.
Oh, okay. Got it. So in the light of the strong performance in this quarter, do you still maintain the guidance of like 20%+ growth, or is there a room to upgrade that for this year?
Ankit, whenever we say growth for projectability is always on a volume basis. So as of now, we are maintaining that we are growing north of 20% on volume, and we would like to maintain that. We are very much confident that we should be growing on a 20%+ volume growth in coming period also.
Okay. But the business mix tailwinds, that should continue for the coming quarters as well, or was there anything one-off in this quarter?
So see, from an overall business perspective, while our front-ending team keeps on working on bringing value to the table and doing value addition to overall kitty, but since there are other macro-political and geopolitical reasons which keep on changing, so we will evolve as and when these things unfold.
Lastly, can you give any updates on the Baddi CapEx and also CapEx guidance for this year and next?
So as far as our general CapEx is concerned, it will go in normal course of business for both maintenance as well as our certain growth CapEx to help augment our overall capabilities in our existing manufacturing plants. And in addition to this, as we submitted also regarding that Baddi new plot that we bought last year, so the plan as of now is on same line, and we are still working to firm it up. So as and when we will firm it up, we will come to the market with more concrete plan.
Got it, sir. Thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Ji.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, just on the margin bridge, so Jammu margin is about 1%-1.5%, which means non-Jammu margin is +20%. Now, we always, in our growth phase, would have a situation where there will be a new plant which will come up. So let's say in this phase, where do we see the overall margin heading before the new plant comes in?
So Pritesh, if you see the Jammu expansion is a large expansion when you see the existing base. When we done the 500 CapEx, that time, let's say, the ex-Jammu CapEx is also like a 500 crore. So it's a 100% FAR extension to the existing one. So the future expansion could not be in that territory that in a single shot, the 1,000 crore is not invested. So it could be like in a tranches of like 200 crore, 250 crore. So drag on the existing margin could not be that much. I think you understand what I'm trying to say. Jammu is a big project for the company on the base of the 500 crore expansion was 500 crore. Now, let's say if we are doing a 250 crore expansion, then the operational expenses or the depreciation will not be that material for the overall consolidated balance sheet. Right? So the question number two, that once the Jammu starts giving a good EBITDA margin, then the overall margin that is at a level of 15%-16% should expand.
Your ex-Jammu margin is 20% today. So should the overall company level margin should move eventually towards 18%-20% number?
So for margin guidance, we always maintain that 15%-16% ±2%. Right? So that because of the growth engine as well as the other things, right? So once the Jammu margin is maturing and the new factor in CapEx, right, can have the 1% or 2% drag, right? So assuming 20% is very high expectation, I think it's 17, 18 is the fair number.
Okay. So basically, it's a 20% consistent volume growth with a margin improving to 18% in the in whatever in the forthcoming years is where the business model sets in.
So our statement is that 20% volume growth vis-à-vis 20% sales growth, and let the margin should put the margin should be let you analyze as an analyst the where the margin should go. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And just last question on the utilization side. So the current asset, how much more volume growth is possible from the whole combined assets? So if you is it a two-year volume growth, three-year volume growth that you have with you?
So in the last con call also, we maintained that line that so where the from where the future growth will come. So one thing is that the existing capacity with the volume growth will saturate, right? So we need to extend the existing capabilities, right? So let's say if we have the general tablet capsule or oral liquid, we need to expand in that area. The other is that we have the opportunity where we are not present currently. Like if you see the pharmaceutical is a large bouquet of large plate of the formulations, dosage form and therapeutic category, dedicated sections, right? And we are present almost in, let's say, six or seven categories, right? So we have that in past also, we expanded one by one in the other area, and successfully, we have created a good revenue growth because of that as well. So our both of the engines will work that one is that let extend where we are strong, we are reaching to the saturated capacity, let expand in that area. And number two, let open up the new dosage form or the new therapeutic category area, right, where we are currently not present. Right?
Okay.
So both the engine can help the company to grow or maintain this 20% plus CAGR in the future.
Okay. So there will be ongoing CapEx in certain categories which you already saturated this year, correct? Despite Jammu facility having being operated at 30% or 25% utilization because those categories are not there in Jammu, correct? So you need to invest. Plus, if you add any new category, then there will be an ongoing investment for that new category. That's how we have to assess.
Yes. So let's say Jammu, we have expanded in the category of Penem, Beta, and Sepha, where we have a sufficient capacity.
Yeah.
Looking next 2 to 3 years, right? Yeah. Where we can have the tons is like a general facility of the Baddi portfolio, core Baddi portfolio, right? So in that category, we need to expand or the basket expansions, all right? So whenever we will zero on that front, any strategical concurrent move will be there with the board approval. We will definitely inform the street and we'll come back to with that detailed proposal.
Can you give out your growth capex, annual growth capex number? As of now, what is your annual growth capex number and annual maintenance capex number for 2 years?
So you're talking about previous year?
No. It's forthcoming year, FY27 and FY28. What will be your growth capex and what will be your maintenance capex?
Yes. So my general maintenance capex is between is of 20-25 crores. And growth capex, when I'm saying growth capex, it would be only for my existing capability augmentation or certain debottleneck. It should be in the range of same range of 20-30 crores.
Okay. Until you announce a bigger, large, newer category or newer green.
So this is basically an internal debottlenecking or replacement of the equipment with a better efficiency or doubling the capability of the from the equipment per se, right? Whereas few capex goes in the maintenance, replacing of the aged asset, right? So these two already explained by the Lokesh. And whenever there will be a greenfield project expansion, we'll definitely inform the state.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Vansh Gupta from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Right. Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers this quarter. Sir, I just wanted to get an understanding. The export mix in our revenue has been growing quarter on quarter since the last few quarters. And excluding Jammu, our margins are close to 20% as of now, which you're saying is a one-off case. It's not sustainable. Sustainable is close to 18%. Would it be fair to assume that given that we're a cost-plus model, even the fact that we're achieving an 18% margin, that's largely because export business of ours that we have, that's a higher margin business. And because of increasing contribution from it, our margins being higher than other CDMO players out there. Would that be a fair assumption, sir?
See, once our revenue and margin profile is a combination of a complex business areas as well as geographical markets, and there is certain margin profile for each and every business. So that's why we always, because and quarter to quarter and period to period, depending on the market and seasonal conditions, these contribution may slightly keep on changing from period to period. That's why we always maintain that on an average level, our margin profile will remain 15 and 16 blended level, which having a contribution all those business areas and manufacturing capabilities, plus minus 2% to factor all those volatilities. So that's why we maintain a statement that on a running basis, on a normal BAU basis, our margin profile remain in the range of 15 to 16% plus minus 2%.
Got it, sir. So, sir, the ex-Jammu margin that you achieved this quarter, has that also been impacted because of an increase in API prices quarter on quarter? Given that our gross margin also, if you look at on quarter on quarter basis, our gross margins have also improved. So, has that also contributed to our margins?
So, as I submitted that out of my revenue growth of 33-34%, 20-22% comes from volume growth. And my existing capabilities also contributed to that growth. So, it's a combination of my optimizing my resources and getting a benefit of crossing that operating leverage. At the same time, ramping up of Jammu has also been contribution to overall scenario, but you're talking about ex-Jammu. And yes, since we maintain a cost plus model and transference of our API prices to customers, there may be a certain element of that addition also, but not to that material level.
Okay. So, given the gross margins have expanded, would it be fair to assume there has been some positive impact of API price increases in our margins this quarter? And
API price is generally the pass-through, right? Rather than gain or loss, it is a pass-through model. And in few cases, you can assume that, we have the inventory in hand, so it can impact positively. In few cases, we have the sales order in hand and we don't have the inventory, where it can negatively impact us. So we don't speculate on the API price. Generally, our focus is the business performance rather than the API prices. In a broad spectrum, our line is that we have the pass-through model.
Understood, sir. Thank you for the explanation. And sir, on Sharon, I believe you achieved around 240 crores of revenue last year. How has the revenue growth been this quarter on an year-on-year basis?
So there has been a seasonal impact on Sharon's performance, and on a full year level, we expect that it will be continue to growing as our expectation of our organic business.
Right. So around 20% year on year growth in Sharon as well.
Organic business we always maintain it should be in early teens.
Early teens.
So how we are getting the 20% plus is we have covered in our previous con calls as well, that early teens from the base businesses and then the flavor, top of flavor that comes from the Jammu. That is the how the company's strategy is to achieve 20% plus.
Got it, sir. Thank you for that clarity. And sir, I believe in the last quarter we had also discussed that we are developing some semaglutide products. Has there been any new, has there been any new development in the same this quarter?
So the sema, what we have covered in the last con call, the status is as is. We are closely watching our development and the plant team is working on the batches.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for all the answers, sir. Wishing you the best of luck.
Yeah.
That's all from my end.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amrita Maloo from Dhunseri Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. This is Sudarshan. Congrats on good set of numbers. I wanted some clarity on the Jammu plant margin profile. Like, as the earlier participant asked that our current base business is already doing 20% margin, but still we are guiding that our overall consolidated margin will range around 16% plus minus. So what is the, like, if I wanted to understand, what's the Jammu plant's margin profile will be?
So Jammu margin profile will be in line with the base business margin profile once it will cross the break-even line that is already done. So now we estimate that once the Jammu ramp up, then most of the margin will go and sit in the contributing margin of at the company level.
So, like the base business EBITDA margin this quarter is approximately 20%. And our overall reported margin is 16%. And as you mentioned that we have already hit break-even, actually positive in this quarter. And as we expect to ramp up, our Jammu business margin, you meant to say, will come to 20% margin. But then you are not guiding for
Multiple times we have covered that our normalized margin, let don't take that 20, let's take it in a band of 20 to 80. Right? So the Jammu will also, once the then let 17 to 18% of the margin profile from the base of 16, we should upgrade towards 2 to 3% expansion once the Jammu start giving a contributing margin.
Okay. And sir, one more few things, like our Jammu plant at peak will do a revenue of around how much?
1,400 crores. That is an optimum revenue that anticipate at a utilization of 65 to 70%.
Okay, and like as the margin which we are contemplating for Jammu plant, like is this inclusive of the government incentive, or that is over and above?
No, that is already factored in our revenue and overall profitability statement.
Fair enough, sir. Understood. I think for now I'm done. I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nitish Rege from Chris Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah. Hi, Nitish. Go ahead.
Yeah. So just one question. Q1 is generally a weak quarter, and we've done 22% volume growth. So you expect better volume growth in the coming quarters, and should we basically assume more than 20% volume growth for this year?
Yeah, so Nitish, in the last quarter, what the statement was that a 20% plus growth expected this year. So that is based on the volume growth only, keeping the price as a constant, right? So this after closing the Q1 and in mid of the Q2, we hopefully will deliver 20% plus volume growth. You know, on a year-on-year closing basis.
Got it. So
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Siddhant Mantri from Invesk Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for this opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to ask on the Jammu plant, how much visibility do we have and what kind of timelines can we assume for an optimal level of utilization?
So Siddhant, if you see how the business all around the any facility is being developed, the even if you see our Baddi facility or the plan for the Jammu. So it is augmented by, let's say, multiple domestic marquee customers, then our presence in the ROW market, regulated market. So once the onboarding of the customer and, let's say, the product as well, right, customer's audit, country's audit, one by one it is cleared, then the dossier approvals or the product approvals is being done, then the how the business grow at a steady state. So initially we have started this facility in the January last year. We have, our team have done a wonderful job. A lot of audit has, is already being done. The plant has been PIX approved now, the last year, right? And adding the flavor of the different ROW countries over and above that, right? And we are expecting that in this financial year, by the end of this financial year, we may have the product approval from the different market also. So once that all come, then the formula 1 plus 1, 11 works, right? So that is how we can cross the 1,000 crore revenue mark from the Jammu. Onboarding of the countries, products, customers, then customers' products. So everything works all together, then the ramp up clearly will be visible.
Yes, sir, that's very helpful. And sir, I want to ask, at what level of you know, steady state utilization should we be looking for the next leg of CAPEX in maybe Jammu or Baddi? At what level of utilization could Jammu reach by maybe this year or you know, second half?
So overall guidance we don't want to give at a line item level. The overall guidance is 20%, that's on the console company level.
So is it possible that the H2 will be much higher growth for given that Jammu is ramping up and we have this visibility of newer products and newer geographies, almost everything in line? So is that on the track?
Yeah, again the same line that we have already given you, factoring in the all line item ranges. Then rolling up to the console level, we have given a fair estimation of the guidance.
All right. So we don't see any challenges in the ramp up, right?
So challenges will be always there, but we need to overcome from them.
Okay, no. So my question was coming from.
So that's why I'm saying that it is not the easy job that the company can grow 20% freely, easily. So challenges will be there, but our team need to overcome from all these challenges and to prove ourselves that we can grow at 20-25%.
Right, sir, definitely. So any pricing pressure have we seen in this quarter? And if you could just throw some light on that.
Can you please repeat your question, Siddhant?
Sir, any pricing pressures have we seen on the API side or in any of our products in this quarter?
So this quarter the pricing is towards increasing side.
Okay, so that is always say that
our pricing model is passed through. So we, at a certain level, we able to pass through that pricing to the customer.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Due to time constraints, that will be our last question. And I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in this earning call. We appreciate your time and showing interest in our company. In case of any queries, you can get in touch with us or SGA. our investor relations advisors. We look forward to meeting all of you over the next earnings call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Innova CapTab Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.